Hello there, good morning. You're watching Proactive London. Tom Reynolds is joining us here from Sirocco Energy, of course, because you are to invest in an EAG vehicle as you're moving into biogas. You're investing £1.2 million into Energy Acquisitions Group. So, Tom, we've got you here to explain this deal. I know it's a big one for your company, what exactly it means, if you would. So maybe just first of all, take us through this announcement, Tom.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, so I mean, I think you phrased it exactly right. This is a big investment for Sirocco, potentially not in scale, but I think strategically it is a very big deal. We announced back in February to the market that we were looking to pivot towards a strategy which would see us build a portfolio of assets within the sustainable energy space. And that was to cover assets in energy, assets in the circular economy, so recycling, and assets in energy transfer and storage. And with announcement of the investment in Energy Acquisitions Group, EAG, which is a specialist in anaerobic digestion and biogas, basically we've put a big tick in the box under energy. And our plan here is to work with EAG to build a substantial portfolio of assets within anaerobic digestion and biogas and grow that over the coming months and years. It's a platform investment. So I'd certainly ask and really encourage people to look beyond what is actually quite a small initial investment and look at the potential for that platform to grow and for us to continue to support it going forward. And I think it's a very attractive market that has got strong environmental credentials as the gas produced via anaerobic digestion is considered renewable. And also, I think it's a very interesting market in terms of the number of assets that are available for investment, which means that there's effectively lots of opportunity. It's a target-rich environment for us.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned sort of looking beyond. Let's maybe talk about your new strategy that we've spoken about before. How does this deal, I mean, you alluded to it, but how does it fit in with your new strategy?
Yeah, so what we've said is that we want to grow, we're going to invest in cash-generative assets within the sustainable energy space. And we've subdivided that into three sections. Energy, which is assets that are involved in the creation or production of energy. And biogas would obviously fit in that. So EAG is very firmly in our energy channel. The next one is circular economy. And circular, basically, that involves assets which take input from a waste stream, which could be municipal, agricultural, or industrial, and recover a valuable component for recycling and redistribution. And the final category is what we call vector, and that is around the storage, transmission, and delivery of energy in a low carbon setting. So an example of that, and one which we alluded to in our announcement and presentation published today, is that we are working as part of a group looking at options to install a hydrogen refueling network in the northeast of Scotland for heavy goods vehicles, which would very much put a big tick in the box as far as vector, if that progressed to the point where it was a valid investment.
Tell us about Green and Generation Limited, the asset. Tell us more about this particular one. What is it and what can shareholders expect from this first investment?
Sure. So Green Generation is a single asset company. It was set up actually to hold and own the half megawatt anaerobic digestion plant that sits on a farm in County Londonderry in Northern Ireland. And it's capable of producing around 4 million kilowatts a year. Because of the renewable aspect of the investment, it qualifies for NIROC accreditation, which means it's effectively benefits from a subsidy for its sales of electricity going forward, and a significant number of years available and remain on that subsidy. So basically what you're looking at here is an asset which has very stable revenue supported by subsidy that goes out into the future for 12 to 15 years with that level of stability. And I think what people should see it as is a bit of a cookie cutter that here is an example of exactly the right type of asset for us. You know, we've consistently said cash generative in the sustainable energy space, stable, low volatility revenue and earnings, and, you know, the green and generation ticks every box.
Cookie cutter, I like that. Tom Reynolds, thank you very much for your time from Sirocco Energy here on Proactive London.